Vayter and Shasfer and Daf Zayin, picking up on Vav and the Beis by the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom. Okay, what are we going to see today? So, we left off yesterday with the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim about whether you need two full walls or three full walls. And then you have to have a remaining wall, which is a tefach. Chachamim said that you only need two walls and a tefach. Question is, where does that tefach go? We're going to see eight different answers to deal with that question. And then we're going to jump in to say a little bit further that Rabbah bases off this idea an interesting migo to compare Shabbos and Sukkah, Sukkah and Shabbos. And we're going to question back and forth that concept. It's going to bring out ultimately three different migos. Gemara is going to ask, why do we need to say all three of them? And we're going to explain why each one is necessary. Then we get to the next part of the Mishnah, which states that there's got to be more shade than sunlight. And we're going to see a machlokas in the Braisa between the Tanakhama and Rav Yoshia about whether that only applies to the schach or that even applies to the walls as well. Then Abai is going to give us an interesting list of eight different people, spelling out that sukkah's diras keva beinan, that sukkah's got to be a kevadika type of thing, and it can't be, it's got to be something which is re'uya l'shtamish kavua v'niris kebayis. And that's going to end our daf for today. Let's begin. So, like we had mentioned, we saw that there's a machlokas whether two or three, but full walls, but you have to have a tefach as a remainder one. Where does that tefach go? So, zok the Gemara. V'osu tefach hechem amido. Where do we go and where do we put that tefach? Amar Rav, answer number one. Rav says, ma'amido keneged hayotze. We put it opposite one of the other walls. So we have two walls that are set up at a 90-degree angle. Looks like the letter L, right, or a resh. And what we do is the third one goes opposite one of them, beginning to form the letter C. And it looks like the picture that Rashi shows. So it starts to continue to, it's like it's about to make the letter Chet, right? But it just begins a little bit more, a little more extended off of that. Amale Rav, Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, the Rav, they came along and they frek the kasha on him. They say, understand, beep dav zayin, v'yamidenu keneged rosh tor. Why don't we allow it to be, as Rashi, if you look at Rashi's picture, you'll see how it starts to dent inwards a little bit, going a little bit of a diagonal over there. So he says, why can't it be starting to close a triangle coming off one of the ends and pointing diagonally towards the other end of the wall? Rashi says that it's going to end up looking like four walls in such a mass over there. So why don't we do it like that? So that's like answer number two a little bit. And Rav responds, Shasik Rav. Rav didn't say anything back, and it kind of stays over there. And now we bring a proof for Rav, though. Itmanami, that it should go opposite one of the walls to start to begin to make the letter C, the letter Ches. Itmanami, Amar Shmuel, Mishmei the Levi, Mamidu Kenega the Yotze. We put it opposite one of the walls. V'chein, Morin, Bei Medrusha, Mamidu Kenega the Yotze. Similarly, they also taught that in the Beis Medrash that you put it opposite one of the walls. Okay, we have Simon. Now we have answer number three. Another way of setting up this one, or the way he says it should be set up, we have Simon. Ve'itim Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar. He comes and he says, "Oselo tefach sochik." He says that you got to make a tefach sochik. A standard tefach is the size of four fingers that are put together. That's what a tefach is. Sochik is looser. It's like a sochik is like the schok. It's like laughing. It's like more loose. It's open. It's four fingers with spaces in between them. You allow them to open a little bit. That creates a larger size of a tefach. So what Rav Simon Vitim Rav Yoshua ben Levi is saying is that you make a tefach sochek, that's the tefach supposed to use, and you place it opposite one of the walls, and then umamido pachos mishlosha tefachim samach ledofen. What you do is you put it opposite one of the walls within three tefachim of the wall. And then what happens? Anything that's within three tfachim, right, because of loved, it now makes it like it's connected. And you have a wall considered four tfachim, right, because you pull it out a little bit, and then you end up having Rove of Zion. That's the first picture on the side of the Gemara, on the right side of the Gemara over there. So now you'll have those three tfachim, right? Has to be within three tefachim. But we also said it's tefach sochek, so it's going to be a little bit more than the standard tefach. And then you're going to end up having that from the edge, from the corner, it's going to be pulled away a total to get to the end of it, it's going to end up being about four, approximately four tefachim, and that's rule of seven, and that's how he says you should go and you do it. Okay, I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda comes along and he says another idea. He says sukkah hasui kamavoi kishera. If you have a sukkah that's set up as like a mavoi mefulush, in other words, we learned this in Erevin a number of times, also in Shabbos as well, that a mavoi is when you mavoi mefulush is you have two walls that are running parallel to each other. That's the second picture over there that we have on the right side, and then you place the third wall where va'osa tefach mamidu l'chol ruach shiyirta. Then you put the third wall on the inside of one of the two going towards the other wall. So you have these two parallel lines, and you put one of them connecting, going to one of the corners, going towards, perpendicular towards the other one, and that's where you go and you place that. That is number four. Now we have answer number five. Rav Simon Vitim, Rav Shem, Rav Shua ben Levi Omer, he comes, same person we saw before. He said, Osa lo pas arba umashu, that you go ahead, and this is the third picture we have over there on the right side, you make a board, which is four, which ends up being four tefachim, and you go, and where do you put it? Four tefachim umashu, and a little bit. Umamido bepachos mishlosha samachadofen. And you put it was in three tefachim next to the wall. Bechopachos mishlosha samachadofen kelovedami. Anything which is within three, it's considered like it's loved. In this case, you're going to be having a seven tefach wall with loved. Oh, interesting. In effect, the Gemara, hold on a second. Umayishna hasam tekamar tzagi tefach socheik. Why is it over there? We said you could have even just a tefach sochek, where it's then you put that within three tefachim, and now you're saying you have to have a four and a little bit tefach one within three tefachim. Why are you going ahead and saying differently than we said right before? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Hasam di kishtei tefanas kil chasan. In the first case that we brought up, which you have the right angle, right? It's not two parallel walls, but it's a right angle, the letter L or Resh, then it looks like two walls, then it's enough to have a tefach sochik situation. But in the next answer, where we're talking about a mavoi mefulash, in such a matziv, that just looks like a mavoi, and therefore we need to make a setup that's going to look more like a geshmaka wall. Okay, so now, again, we don't have that. In, if you have that, then it's good. Low. Now, comes along the Gemara. We're going to go back to full walls with the right angle matzav. And we'll move on to number six now. He says that it's the third wall of a tefach only works if you split it into a tzuras ha-pesach. That means to say you split it like half a tefach on one side, half a tefach on the other, with a beam going across. And if you do it like that, then it's good. Igad Army, there are those who explain it in answer number seven, say also like that, that Amarava, Viniteris Nami Bitsuras HaPesach. Not that you have to do that, but also it would work if you did it so you can do it, meaning it could work by itself, or even if it's less than a tefach, if there's a Tsuras HaPesach. That's how the others understand him. Igad Army, there are those who understand Rava differently, Amarava, Utsuicha Nami Tsuras HaPesach. Right, that we're saying, you need both. It's got to be a tefach sochek. Place it opposite one of the walls, within three tefachim of the wall, right? Which become because of loved, now makes it like it's connected, and not you have a wall. Now you have a wall which is considered four tefachim, and you got to continue with the tzuras ha-pesach with another board to support it, which is any size, even if it's a mashu. Those are the eight cases that we have. And now we have story time to see who did like number eight. Rav Ashi, Ashkechal, Rav Kahana, the Ka'avid Tefach Sochik. He saw that he was doing the shtickle of the Tefach Sochik. The Ka'avid, Tzuris HaPesach, and he was doing Tzuris HaPesach. So Amalei Rav Ashi said, Lo Savar Mar, Lohad the Rava, Dama Rava, and he tears Nami with Tzuris HaPesach. Don't you hold the one who says that he says, even with the Tzuris HaPesach, that you don't have to do both of them? Amalei says back, Anak, Ida Lishna the Rava, this really. I would like the last Lashon of Rava. Dama Rava, Tzuricha Nami Tzuris HaPesach. You got to also have a Tzuris HaPesach. Okay. Now, Shtayim Kil Chasan. We brought the Brisa earlier that says that according to Rabbanan, this is on yesterday's daf, but he says there's got to be two kilchasan, and the third one, even if it's just a tefach. So now, a rabbi comes along and he says a fascinating idea. He says, v'chein l'shabbos, that similarly we say this also when it comes to Shabbos. What's pshat? Migu dahavya dofen leinyan sukkah. Since it's considered a wall for a sukkah, a small little wall of a tefach is considered for a sukkah, then havya dofen leinyan Shabbos, it's also considered a dofen for Shabbos. Rabbi says that although normally, in order to become a rishus hayachid, one needs at least three walls on Shabbos, on three walls, regular Shabbos, normal case, got to have three walls. But on Shabbos of Sukkot, is a pella, on Shabbos of Sukkot, even a third wall that only has a tefach would work to make it a rishus hayachid. Rashi says this is not the case by the rest of the year. Right, the rest of the year would be considered rishus harab. It doesn't help. And even on Sukkot, it's only a sukkah that has this leniency. But no other type of structure similar to this would actually become rishus hayachid. And this is all based off migo dahavya dofen lenin sukkah, havya dofen lenin Shabbos. Since it's good enough for Sukkot, therefore, then if Shabbos during the Chag of Sukkot will also be considered good enough. Now, frek the Gemara, esvei abaye, miyam rinan migo? Do we really say that? Do we really say that Migo the Havya Dofen Leinyan Sukkah, since it's a wall for Sukkot, therefore it's a wall for Shabbos as well? But we have a Braisa that says a little bit different. Right? For Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Dofen Sukkah, Kedofen Shabbos. A wall of a Sukkah is like a wall of Shabbos, as long as what? And he says to say, Ubavad Shaloyehe bin Kone Lechaveru Shloshet Tfachim. That's only if there aren't three tfachim gaps between the different posts that you set up. You set up these pillars, like the going down, or going vertical or horizontal. Let's say vertical, down. As long as you have it between the two, then it's fine. But Shabbos, Viseira, Shabbos, El Sukkah, Shabbos is more chamor than Sukkot, right? And as much that what? Shabbos, Enu Niteris, Elba, Omen, Merubah, Laparitz. By Shabbos, Halacha is, it's got to be Omed Meruba al Aparitz. It's got to be more closed than is Omed. The Omed, meaning the stuff that's actual physically there, existent, is more than that which is open. However, Masha'en Kim B'Sukkah, which is not the case by Sukkah. That's not an issue. It can be Paritz Meruba al Omed. This takes us back to a whole Erevin Matzim situation over there. But if you have more space, let's say you set up all these stakes in the ground, pillars in the ground, you put them less than three tefachim from one another. So that goes ahead, and then we have, let's say, these different openings along the way, which can be like known as a tzuris haPesach, different openings. That's fine. You can have these opening things, but it's got to be more closed than open. But when it comes to sukkah, not true. It could be more open than closed. Now, if that's the case, if really that's the case, then the laws of Shabbos Sukkot, right, Shabbos Shalom Sukkot, are more chamor than laws of Sukkah itself. Meaning that even though it's considered a Sukkah, and you could eat and you could sleep there, nevertheless, when it's Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to carry there more than Dalet Amos. And you wouldn't be allowed to transfer from one Rishus HaYachad to it. It wouldn't be considered a Rishus HaYachad. It's considered a Sukkah. You can eat in there, you yotzi, the Sukkah, but it's not considered a Rishus HaYachad for Shabbos, which is against the Rabbah, who seems to say that Migo Dahavi Dofen, Linyan Sukkah, have Shabbos, that once it's a wall for Sukkah, it's also a wall for Shabbos. Now let's read it inside. My lav, Yisera Shabbos is Sukkah, Sukkah, velo amrin and Migo, and therefore we shouldn't say Migo. Says Gemara, lo, you read it wrong. Yisera Shabbos the Alma al Shabbos the Sukkah. What it means is, you understood the Braisa incorrectly. It means Shabbos during the year is more chamer than one on Sukkot. And Rashi says when it falls down on Sukkot, though, it does have the Migo. Everything is good and everything is dandy. That says Gemara, we're not done with our questions. If that's really true, if it's really true what you're saying, that a Shabbos during the year is more chamer than one in Sukkot, the Braisa should also have taught that the halachas of Sukkah are more chamer than those of Sukkah on Shabbos. Why? How come? Why is that? Ihachi, listening, Nami Yisera Sukkah to Alma Sukkah to Shabbos. Because a general Sukkah needs a Tefach Sochek. Right? It's got to be at least a Tefach Sochek. It's third wall when dealing with the Mefulish case. But we know that but by a Sukkah on Shabbos, it should be good enough with only a Lechi, which is even less than a Lechi is when you have, we know by Hilchos Erevin, we learned that if you have a Mavim Mefulish, that's you have two parallel walls. And you set up a lechi on one side of it, that's a board going vertically, then even without a tefach sokik, that should be good enough. And that's like, we're going to see, that's like you yourself, Rabbah, who's going to say that if one puts a schach on a mavi mefulish, that has a lechi, it's a good sukkah. So why doesn't the Braisa bring this migo also? Right? Ihachi, then let's say nami yaseir sukkah da alma, sukkah the Shabbos. Why? Dilu sukkah da alma boitavach sochik. A regular case of sukkahs, on sukkahs during the week, let's say yantafasot during the week, then what's it then? I mean, well, right, in the rest of sukkahs, then you need to have at least a tefach sochik. If you do sukkah the Shabbos, lo bayis tefach sochik. You don't need this extended tefach. V'sagi b'lechi, even if it's a smaller amount, just a lechi, just that vertical board. The ha atu the amit, because you yourself said, that's what we said a minute ago. Asichich al gabe mavoy, shish lo lechi kasher. If you have a mavoy, it says going mavoy mefulish, two parallel walls, and you throw schach on top of it, and there's a lechi over there, then it's going to be kasher. So why didn't you say that? This is Gemara. We don't have to say that. In other words, it's not a kasha. Ahu litzuchele. You don't have to say that out because hashta mekilta lechamirta aminan mechamirta lekilta lekol shekin. If we're willing to apply the more makel of sukkah to Shabbos and use its leniencies for Shabbos, then certainly we can apply the leniencies of Shabbos to sukkah. So your cue is out the window. Right? Your question is gone, and everything is good and dandy. Okay, so now we're going to see two more cases about this idea about Migo, Gufa. I'm a rabbi. Rabbi come along and he says, beep, turn the page. Zion Amud Beis. This is what we just mentioned before. We're saying it again now. Sichich al gabi mavoi, sheish lo lechi kshera. A person goes and throws schach on top of a mavoi that has a lechi, it's going to be kosher. That is the second type of migo. V'amarabba, Rabba also says, Sichich al gabe pasi biroz kshera. If you throw schach on top of pasi biroz, it's going to be kosher. What is pasi biroz? We mentioned it briefly yesterday. That was back in the day when we used to travel, Shalosh Regalim, up to Eretz Yisrael. They come to Sharaim, Eretz Kodesh. How would they survive? They'd have to drink, they'd have to eat, and they would have these wells along the way. Problem is that these wells are in a Rishus HaRabim, and the well itself is 10 by 4, so it ends up being a measurement which is now called the Rishus HaYachid. You're not allowed to take from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So what they did is they allowed there to be something known as Pasei Biroz. Pasei Biroz is when we set up, like we mentioned yesterday, like the Yumden. They would set up these it would like enclose the well in the middle. The picture books would help tremendously here, but they would close it off, not with four walls, but with four quote-unquote walls, meaning they have these double posts set up around it that was going in amma in each direction. So you have, imagine a square, and you draw yourself a square and a circle in the middle. The circle in the middle is the well, and the square are the walls. But now get rid of the middle parts of the walls. So it ends up you just have corners going and pointing in each direction, these L-shaped or race-shaped corners. And even though it wasn't a full wall, they were makel to such a case that you're allowed to go ahead and do that in order to make it a rishus hayachid to take the water out. And now we're saying that if you threw schach on top of that, it would actually be kosher. Now the Gemara wants to know, why do I need to say all three of these cases? Can't I learn out one from the other? Says Gemara Utsricha. No, you have to say all three of them. Diashmin and Mavoi, if we just would have said the case of the Mavoi, right, the Mavoi Mefulosh, and you throw schach on top of it, as long as the lechi over there, then we'd say, Mishum de'ika shtei defanos ma'aliyusa, because they have good, solid two walls over there. And therefore, in such a case, it will be good that the Migo is going to say that the Lechi ends up being the third wall and we're good. Avagabe pasi biroz. The Lechi shtei defanos ma'aliyusa. You don't have two solid walls. The most you have is an amma in every direction. Therefore, maybe it wouldn't be good. Amaloi would say it wouldn't work. Therefore, you have to say that case also. Viashmin and pasi biroz. If I just said pasi biroz, I would say mishum de ikasham shame arba defanos. It ends up being four solid walls over there with that principle. Aval, sichi agabe mavi. But if the mavi was only two walls, the Lechi shame arba defanos, the name alone would say it wouldn't work out to spell that also. Viashmi and Hanitati would have said those two with the Mufi Mufulish and with the Pasavi Rose. Then I would say, Mechamirta Lekilta. I can end up using the Migo to go from the more Chamor to the more Kal. The more Chamor that this works on Shabbos, the more Kal that it should work on Sukkah. Aval Mechilta Lechamirta, Amaloh, but going from the more Meko to the more Machmir, I would have said, you can't say that. That's the very first case that he had brought up, that you're allowed to go ahead, and even though normally you need three full walls in order to be Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to go ahead on Sukkos, it works to make it a Sukkos, therefore Shabbos would work as well, therefore it needs to spell out all three cases. Tzricha, we need them all. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, we said it's got to be more shade than sunlight. V'shechamasa merubim mitzilta mipsula, but if there's more shade than there is There's more sun than there is shade, then it's going to be pasul. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, this we're going to see is a machlokas on this. Tanu Rabbanan, the Tanakama says that chamasa machmas sichuch lo machmas defanos. It's got to be if there's more sunlight coming from through the schach, but not if it's coming from the walls. If it's coming from the walls, that's not a problem. If the sun is shooting from the side, but the schach itself is a solid schach, and you have sunlight because it's coming from the side, that's not an issue. If Yosha Amar, he says, no, af machmas defanos, even if the sun is coming from the walls, in other words, the walls have to block out the sun also. Comes and says, "My time with Rabbi Yosha. Where does he get that from? What's pshat?" He says, "Dechsev visakosa al ha'aron esakaporis." The pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu put a paroches to block between the kodesh hakadoshim and the kodesh, or to block out that you can't see the aron, you got to put the paroches up. The lashon is visakosa al ha'aron esakaporis, and there's got to be like schach over it. Paroches mechitza. We know that's a mechitza. It's a wall. And v'kakari erechman eschachan. It's called schach. Alma mechitza is schach b'nyan. We see that the walls have to have the same dinim as schach. The Rishonim even go into that. Maybe it has to be the same halachas in terms of tumah and other things as well. Rabbanan say back, no, you got it wrong. That's not telling you it's schach. It's just ahu the nechav beporta the mechitza is schach. It's meant to be that it's tilted inwards a little bit on the top, that it looks like it's covering it over it, but it's not that it's actually schach itself. Okay, now we get to the last part of today. Abai is going to bring a list of many people to say that sukkah diras keva ba'inan. Rashi explains that to mean that it's got to be ru'uya le'shtamish kavua, fit to be used kavua, and veneer kabais looks like a house. Rabbi Yoshia, here we go. Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Obey Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer, Ve'achirim, eight different people. Kulus sviru lehu sukkah diras keva b'inan. All of them hold, it's got to be a diras keva. And now we break down each one of them. Rabbi D'Tanya, Rabbi Zi says, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Zolindan Abraisa, Kol sukkah shein ba'arba amos al arba amos psula. It's got to be arba amos ba'arba amos. It's got to be a chosh of a zach. Rabbi Yoshia hada amen. Rabbi Yoshia, like we had said, they can't let sun in from the side also. That's number two. Then we have number three. Rabbi Huda the Tanan is related to our Mishnah. Sukkah she gavoa lamala meyasam ama psula. Rabbi Huda machshir. Even above 20 amas is going to be good. So it can be a sukkah's keva. Rabbi Shimon the Tanan. Rabbi Shimon is learned in a braisa. Shtayim kilcha. Son of shlish is the field of tefach. It's got to be two solid walls. And the third one, even just a tefach. Got to be three. Oh, I'm sorry, right, that's what he says. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Shalosh kilchasen revias lafil tefach. He says it's got to be three solid, and the fourth can be like a tefach, but it's got to be more chashav, more solid. Rabbi Gamliel, he comes along and he says, the Tanya, ha'osa sukkos ha'barosh ha'gol. Someone who makes a sukkah on top of a wagon, ha'barosh ha'svin, on top of a boat. Rabbi Gamliel posel, Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Gamliel is going to pasel such a thing. Rashi explains why in a wagon, because it's moving, it's not considered set. And what is the problem with a boat? Because since it's going to get blown away, therefore it's not considered set either. Beishamai, what's behind Beishamai? The Tanis, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishai, Rosho, Verubo, Vesukka, Vishalchanu, Vesukhabayas. You gotta have someone who has Rosho, Verubo in the Sukkah, but the tables in the house, Beishamai post on the Beishilo Machshirin. Beishamai say that that's a problem. It's gotta be Vishalchanu in the Sukkah, it's gotta be Ro'ui lit Tashmish. Then we have Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanis, we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'osa Sukkosel, Kumin Srif, Oh, Shishacha Lakosel, someone who makes his sukkah like a tzrif, it's got to be something which is a tzrif is something which the top of its roof just kind of slants upwards with the walls. You can't really tell the difference between the walls and the actual roof itself. And therefore, he says, if make a tzrif, oschach lekosel, oite schach, you kind of lean it against the wall in a way that it's, you don't know, again, you don't see distinguished, as distinct and identifiable walls and roof, that's a problem. Rabbi Eliezer, posel, levishen lo gag, it's not going to say like a gag, v'cham machshirin, cham say, das is nishkin, a problem. He says, you got to have a roof, you got to be able to identify it. If you're not able to, that's not considered keva enough for it to work. And then we have the last but not least, Acherim, the Tanya, Acherim, they say, Acherim Omrim, Sukkah Hasuya Kishovach Psula. If you make a sukkah that's like a chicken coop, it's going to be pasul, Lefish, Ein Lo Zavios, because it's circular, it's not, it's round, there's no corners on it, and therefore it's not looked like a normal type of house. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Gemara is going to go into a whole other shtickle, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.